The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. You're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door, and it's time to open.
Oh yes, it is time to open. You are listening to Waking Up in America, presented by Mary Louise Zeller, 20 times gold medal taekwondo champion and forms an international Kayani distribution agent. Dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America, as we were saying on the conference bridge before the call. How to live defensively in the American culture today. I'm currently reading a book that Randy Shannon recommended to me and to all of our listeners here about the People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. And I was really, I don't want to say that I was happy to discover that we were way more miserable before, but we have a lot more options than we actually had in the 16 and 1700s. Life wasn't the adorable exchange between the pilgrims and the visitors, the conquering visitors who were busy killing the Indians off or being kind to them because they wanted to use them as slaves. That's how our country got started. So all these sweet pilgrims running around with their hats and their turkeys and all that stuff, pretty much of a good fantasy. And we've lived in fantasy pretty much in the United States from the very beginning. Even possibly the Bill of Rights and the Constitution may have been an attempt to control us through clever means. It's like all of the, I said to my mom, all of my sacred cows are like dead on the road. They've been run over by trucks. By the way, the freeways were suggested by Eisenhower because he saw that that was the best way to move troops through Europe, and he brought it back to the United States. So all these people that I've been had painted as little heroes, they had their good parts, and they were doing other things as well. So as we start this new year, we were joking before the show about living defensively, okay? What I want to change it to is living intelligently, because when you go into the swamps with the alligators, and if you go in there prepared, the alligators don't get to take a bite of you. And that's what we want. We want you to be able to go where you want to go and do what you need to do without losing an arm or leg to a mortgage company or getting yourself irradiated from the Fukushima or, you know, the government's got a good one going now. They're going to certify GMOs as natural. I can't quite figure out how that works, but you need to tell the FDA, write them, go to their website, do all that kind of stuff. The GMOs are not natural. The birds won't eat them. Livestock won't eat them. They'd go, GMO, and they spit the stuff out. We eat them. And we eat them because we're told that they are now natural. So if you want to be able to tell, my daughter Jennifer sent me a really interesting website that actually tells you what the stickers mean on fruits and vegetables. And so here's some things that you want to remember. If there are only four numbers in the PLU, that's that little number that they stick on the apple or the orange, that PLU means that there was a traditional use of pesticides. The last four letters of the code are simply what kind of vegetable or fruit. An example is that all bananas are labeled with the code of 4011. If there are five numbers in the PLU code and the number starts with 8, that tells you that the item is genetically modified a fruit or vegetable. Generally, modified fruits and vegetables are actually, they're telling you that it's organic. This is like so outrageous. So it's impossible to eat organic produce that is grown from genetically modified seeds. So GMO is not natural, and the FDA is trying to label it that. If there are five numbers in the PLU code, then the number starts with a 9, and that tells you that the produce was grown organically. So what you want to do is look for organic or find out how to remove pesticides. On the Dr. Oz show, they actually showed this one apple, and they identified 35 different pesticides on that apple. So that's one of the things that you can do with your intelligence is you can start reading the stickers, and you can start making a stink if your store isn't labeling GMOs. The stores are being chicken poops as far as I'm concerned, because what they're doing is saying, oh, it's up to the federal government. No, it's up to the natural food stores that claim that they're selling us natural food to let us know that they're slipping GMOs in on us. And if you're looking for a cereal that has no GMOs, I understand Cheerios has no GMOs in it. They're putting this little buggers in everywhere, okay? So watch out for the GMOs. And then another thing, dear friends and family, honest to God, E15 gasoline actually voids your automobile warranties, okay, because it's so downright corrosive. So there you go. There's a couple of tips for today to get started. And I'm here this morning with Louis Constantine, Randy Shannon, and Kelby Smith. And what can I tell you? It's the beginning of a new year, and we've got some treasures for you. We'll tell you more about it as the program unfolds. Randy, do you have a little rant you want to share this morning, or Louis?
Well, I'm going to carry on where you were. If you look up the, just go to any gas station, they all carry the Naked drink, N-A-K-E-D, and it's the pureed, it could be mangoes, it could be carrot juice, green drink. They were actually sued in a class action lawsuit because they said their stuff was all natural, and of course, turns out it was very GMO. But if you read the fine print of the lawsuit, they actually still are allowed to have certain percentages of GMO in their drinks.
And who's doing that? Who's saying okay?
Yeah, it just makes no sense. On the other hand, there's a drink called Bolt House, and Bolt House is 100% non-GMO. Not even any percentages of GMO are in it, genetically modified foods. So if they go to the gas stations, they ought to tell all the retailers to just get rid of Naked drinks and just go 100% with Bold House. And then that, you know, all this GMO food, I've mentioned before on air, that when my free-range chickens ate the GMO corn seed in the fields after the farmers pulled the crops out, the eggs no longer had the hard outer shell.
Really?
So, yeah, it was just a kind of just a flimsy shell. And, of course, that would never turn into a chicken. It would never make it all the way. So they were worthless.
Well,
eggs,
you know,
there was nothing you could do with them.
You know, the so-called natural drinks like Naked, the Naked drinks are actually a subsidiary of Pepsi Cola.
I didn't know that.
Is a subsidiary of Coca-Cola. So some of the beverages out there that are juices that, you know, are certainly give the appearance of being very, very healthy are subsidiaries of companies that have done everything they possibly can to abort, prevent labeling of GMO. For example, in California and the state of Washington, those two companies were significant supporters of non-labeling, and they continue
just
to
get me
to do
going
so.
On that subject.
So be careful. You
yeah,
have to
really.
Look these things over. I'll talk a little bit more about GMOs a little bit later today, because I think that it's one of the two most important issues facing humanity today. I mean, real threats to life on the planet. Now that sounds a little bit alarmist. The reality is that we have a couple things that are that really can seriously affect the course of humanity over the next several decades, and GMO is one of those two. The other, of course, you mentioned, Val, and that's Fukushima, but I thought we would just focus a little bit on GMOs and what people can do to help themselves. So we'll do that a little bit later.
Yeah, I did want to mention that I got your email, Louis, on your concern about moving from the West Coast. because of Fukushima. And what I've done is, I'd actually done this before, I took all that iodine, so I've made myself less vulnerable to it. Turns out my friend Roseanne sent a list of different things that you can do to make yourself actually immune to the radiation. I've actually had radiation removed from my body by a process at HealthMed years ago, because I got irradiated when I was in the South Pacific. They were testing nuclear bombs down there, the French, and I was in Tahiti. And the interesting thing, the whole Tahiti camp started barfing, and it turned out we had radiation poisoning from the French explosion. So it's something that I've been really aware of for a long time. Also, Sheldon Nuttall, I attend his courses with the Galactic Federation, and he has said, and they have said, that the Galactics will help us with this. So I like to think that they will. In the meantime, I'm going to find all the ways I can to help myself and let you know that intelligent people actually get on the Internet, they do research, they listen to programs, and they converse with other people. And somebody that I have been conversing with for years and respecting is Kelby Smith. And Kelby and I and Randy and a group of other people are very active members of actually reclaiming the Republic. And the reason we have to reclaim the public is that we've been led astray by the Corporation of the United States of America, claiming they are America, and they are not. And the Republic we were given and the Republic we shall continue with. And so people wonder how I've been able to stay in my house for 6 years with different banks attempting to foreclose on me. The reason I have been able to do that is not because I'm illegal. The reason I can do that is because I am legal, and I do know where the illegalities hide, and they change from moment to moment. And one of the reasons I'm as smart as I am is because Kelby Smith is my friend, and Randy Shannon is my friend, and Lewis is my friend. And as we get together in community and we share who we are and what we know, then we win eventually. And winning is actually a sound. It's a sound that the arrow makes when it hits the target. And sin is actually a sound that the arrow makes when it misses the target. So what we're about is learning what we can do currently and what kind of effect, because the bankers have been, it hasn't just been the last 100 years, folks. These guys have been, if you read Howard Zinn's book that Randy's talked about a number of times, they've been at it since people were people. Stronger people want the younger, stronger people to be slaves for them. So it isn't a black slave or a white slave. It's a humanity slave. You got about 2% of the world running the world. And the world is talking back right now. And I'm really pleased to have Kelby Smith here and his commitment. The name of your company is His Advocates. Kelby?
Yeah, HisAdvocates.org is the website. I don't really consider it a company or a business. It is a ministry. I do not profit from it. The goal is to allow for a communication platform where people can kind of help each other, and that's what it does. I would love to just ask a quick question of Lewis. If I may, on the Fukushima, I take the kelp and I take and eat seaweed.
Yep.
A lot.
That's really good.
Am I doing it right, or do I need to be doing something else?
No, that's a good place to start. I mean, that's a very good place to start. And the only thing about that is that it really does protect your thyroid. You know, if your thyroid gland is loaded with natural iodine, it's less likely to want to imbibe radioactive iodine. The issue is that while the thyroid is protected, the rest of you is not, and so there are a number of other things that you can do. And it's actually easy to find out by doing some web searches on some natural health websites, one of which is naturalhealth365.com. But using some calcium magnesium supplements can help prevent strontium from, you know, finding its way into your bone where it can sit and cause trouble. There are zeolites. Zeolites are used for chelation to remove heavy metals from the body. You can take these orally, and zeolites available in liquid forms, and they can actually help remove radioactive molecules, things like cesium, from your body. There's also DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide, which is a really potent antioxidant that there's some good evidence that from the scientific literature can help prevent radiation damage when applied either internally or topically before radiation exposure. So not a bad idea, for example, I think, and this is kind of an extension, if you're having a mammogram, for example, and you were to just apply DMSO to the skin before you were to have your radiographic procedure or a CT scan of the abdomen or whatever, that can potentially help you. But a lot of radiation damage is the consequence of what we call oxidative stress. We've talked about this a number of times, free radical generation.
All right.
But, yeah, and so DMSO is a very, very potent antioxidant. So, yeah, kelp is a great thing. You can also buy what's called nascent iodine and just take a small amount every day. You can get either Health Ranger nascent iodine or detoxidine. You can find these on the web. And they're excellent ways to supplement your iodine. What you're doing is great, but there's more that you might want to be doing, you know, in the long run.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Smith, when I was talking to you on the phone the other day, you said that you had discovered something for homeowners that was like a grand slam in home run. And I thought, what a great way to start the new year is with a grand slam home run. So perhaps you can let our listeners know what you and I were talking about.
Absolutely. You know, first of all, Dr. Val, there's an appreciation people need to have for what we're saying. I want to first state that I would never think in the terms of outside-the-box mentality if we actually went to a bank and we signed a loan agreement and we received money from the bank, and that money went to a title company, then dispersed and paid off our old loans, and then we got title to the house. But the entire aspect of us receiving a loan or actual true ownership of our property, it's all fraud. It is 100% fraud. There is no money that is ever loaned from a bank to a person unless it's private capital or some commercial. But for the most part, 100% of residential loans right now that are government-backed are never come with a loan. They never come with money that is transferred from the bank to the individual. What happens, and I'll just say this really quickly as we discuss to help people, what really happens is because of H.J.R. 192 in 1933 and the Social Security Administrative Act of 1935, that was the New Deal, and there was no gold standard truly in effect anymore. It went to, quote-unquote, a silver standard, but the people became the collateral against the United States, which is a corporation under Title 28, Section 3002. The people became the collateral, so the only thing that was worth anything in this country since 1933 is the sweat equity of the people. So when you go down and you go to the bank and they run your credit, and a lot of it, the credit grade is how much they get, but a lot of it is when they walk in that front door and they sign the loan documents. I can talk specifically about why they're fraud, but it'll take too much time. I'd rather give the solution.
Oh, I love that. We'll take it.
They sign the loan documents. What happens is that's what creates the digits in the system that transfers from the Treasury through the Federal Reserve window to the bank. The bank literally, if let's just say, for instance, it's Wells Fargo or Bank of America, when they give a quote-unquote loan, they don't transfer money. As a matter of fact, they cash your note or check, and they receive money within just a few days. So it's fraud. And my point being, I have no qualms with dealing with the fraud from the banksters in a fashion, in any format that is lawful or legal, that allows for us to take and control the possession of the home more appropriately. Number one. Number two, nobody can ever own anything here on this earth. You die, it doesn't come with you. You can't drive your pink Cadillac into heaven. So we have to get rid of the mentality of ownership, and we need to get more into the mentality of dominion or possession. So now that I've said that, yeah, I believe we've hit a home run. What we're doing is we're vetting people right now. We've got about 40 people we're doing this project with, but we have case law at this point that's not just case law, but cases that show the process that I'm about to tell you about to the tune of $250 million. In one case, 3,800 liquidated lenders off of title. In another case,
what do you mean 3,800? I don't understand what that reference means, 3,800.
Well, 3,800 properties within a Chapter 11 bankruptcy where the lenders were removed from title lawfully. Okay. So here's the nutshell of what we do. We are bringing people into a vetting process where we literally invest our time and future sweat equity into them. And we put a note onto their property that puts us into a competing lien position. Now, without getting into all the specifics of the program, in a nutshell, it doesn't matter what their equity position is. It doesn't matter if they're at 100% or if they're upside down or even if they have equity. What we do is we take a note as a trust, an unincorporated business trust. The unincorporated business trust owns the note. And we, after a period of time, we bring that note into a Chapter 11 bankruptcy through the unincorporated business trust. So the individual doesn't need to know bankruptcy law, doesn't need to know how to operate in court, doesn't need to know how to file paperwork, doesn't need to know how to do anything except make a very small payment on a note, because this is what makes it all work. When you walk into bankruptcy court, Chapter 11 specifically, you're walking into a contract court. And the only thing that the judge wants to see is that you as the petitioner, which is really truly supposed to be the trustee in a Chapter 11, is doing his job and fiduciary of, and responsibility of acting as a trustee, which is pushing the bankruptcy through. And so we use a Rule 2004 subpoena. We ask for material information from the bank. They have 14 days to reply and almost never do. What happens in the 15th day is we are then able to put their position in for them as an unsecured creditor in competing lien, because essentially that's what they are to us as a trust that filed the bankruptcy. They are a competing lien. We are in the second position. They are in the first. We want to substantiate that they have a valid debt. They had an opportunity to come in with a subpoena. They did not. We then put in their position for them, which is unsecured. And so after a period of time, we come back out of the bankruptcy. The people still owe the money. However, that lender has been stripped lawfully through the bankruptcy system from title. The second then falls into first, and it's a small second, and that's how we get paid.
Well, in a Chapter 7, okay, which is what I did, the banks would come in and do a petition for an automatic stay, and they do that on all the houses. So what you're saying is
relief from stay.
Taking it away from, you're taking that power away from them, right?
Well, first of all, we're not the debtor in possession filing the bankruptcy. We are a third party competing lien filing the petition in the court for bankruptcy. We do get the automatic stay. And that automatic stay does benefit the homeowner. But the reality is because we are a competing lien, a valid business operating in bankruptcy court, we have protections under the law that allow for us to bring forth that lender into a position of having to answer questions, which they almost never do.
Oh, this is absolutely
And if they don't, we put it in for them, and we have case law where we've seen this happen multiple times. Just last month, a bankruptcy attorney in Las Vegas did it with 150 homes. All of them All of them, the lenders were removed from the title of the recording on the property, but the debt was still owed. So what happens is after you come out of that 11, the second falls into first position, and you don't have that huge debt load anymore. You got a small little loan that we will work with you in any capacity to get to be able to be paid. We will never foreclose on them. If they can't make any payment at all, we'll just, you know, if they're an elderly, if they're a family, if they're a single mom, it doesn't matter. The reality is if they're in a position to pay $25 or $50, we would accept that. And eventually, if they were to ever sell the house or whatever, we would get paid.
Save a little bit of this for after the break, because this is just like too good. This way they'll have to listen to all the stuff that we think is terrific and that they should know about. We're on the air with Kelby Smith. We're on the air with Randy Shannon and Louis Constantine, Mike Vitale, and we're having fun. It's the new year, and if you notice, you know, a lot of times you don't get solutions. We've got them for you. We've got health solutions for you. Absolutely, as well. And one of the things that we really like a lot on this radio program is Kayani. And Kayani is, Mary Louise Zeller is 20 times Taekwondo champion. She started when she was 45 years old. And when I went to her house, she only kept the gold medal. She threw away the silver and the bronze medals and things like that. So you get who one of our sponsors is, and I'm sure if we coax him just a little bit, Louis will talk more about Kayani as the program goes on. Anyway, we love the stuff. It's the triangle of health. If you go to our website at Waking Up in America, you're going to see on the right-hand side of the page a list of our sponsors and the people that we believe in. Now, mind you, we're now going into our 27th year of radio, and by gosh, it's been an interesting journey. Those people listed on the side, the Koning Company, Kayani, Aquachi, a number of them, those people listed on the side are the best of the best. After all these years, unless I'm 100% behind a product, it does not get there. Okay, so do check out the website. Check out Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar and make it a daily drink. When you do, something special is going to start happening with your health. It does a lot of balancing in the system. Randy's a triathlete. I am not. She does mud races. I don't yet. I might after I drink and eat more of this stuff. But at this moment, we'll have to have Randy comment on that if you want to hear more about that. So Jason Winter Tea is actually the official hot drink, as Patricia Bragg's apple cider vinegar is the official cold drink of Waking Up in America. And Sir Jason Winter Tea, besides tasting really good and having a large variety of selection, that tea actually strengthens your immune system. Protandin, a blood purifier. I do not know anybody that's taking this stuff that does not feel the difference and appreciate it over time. And that's the thing we should also mention about Kayani, actually. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So KoningCompany.com will take care of the results of those chemtrails that you've been inhaling, and into your system you've got all this wonderful substances being dropped on you from the chemtrails. And the Koning Company and the ear coning process is a great way of cleaning your eustachian tubes, which is one of the places that junk backs up. Randy Shannon's got 42action.org, and she and Kelby and I, we're just really into this kind of stuff. And between all of us, I got a lot of great connections. Randy's got a lot of great connections. Kelby is incredibly special. In fact, he even saved my life once. So, I mean, you got to know,
God,
I like this
right.
guy. You forgot.
I want to hear that.
Well, I'll tell
I
you.
Did.
I will tell you after.
I did. I saved her life.
He did. He did the Heimlich maneuver on me.
Oh,
Randy Shannon, you got to know I love this guy. And Lewis, what can I say? He saved way more than my heart. He saved my whole life. Aquachi. Now, this foot bath detoxes you, and it actually energizes your cells as well. And if you do it every day, and I get lazy sometimes and I don't, you actually kind of almost start to sparkle as your cells are getting a higher frequency. So we've got to thank Alpino Restaurant. You know, we talked about them greatly last week. Jim was very pleased with our comments and our experience there. What can I tell you? The guys were absolutely fabulous over at El Pinto Restaurant. And what's cool is they have their salsas actually in the Ralph's Market. It's a worldwide thing. And El Pinto is right here in Albuquerque. You go out, and it's right next to the Indian reservation. So you drive out into the darkness, and then you come across El Pinto. That's a destination restaurant. It's been there for 50 years. And boy, did we have fun. So thank you, El Pinto. Marketing with the Stars. 100,000 people that you can send emails to at a very reasonable rate, and talk to Raw and say that Val sent you, and it's right there on the webpage. Right there, the links are all there to everything that I'm talking about. Galactic Federation with Sheldon and Colleen, they do a monthly class on the intergalactic, our intergalactic neighbors and our relationships and stuff, and what can I tell you? I love it. You want to clear yourself from emotional trauma of both yourself and also your ancestors? It turns out that the DNA carries memory. And also it carries emotional charges. And I actually have the technology that I've been doing. I invented it in 1984. And I can actually clear emotional charges from the past. So what can I tell you? I love doing it. I do it on the telephone, and I've got clients all over the world. And it's totally good fun to have somebody's diabetes disappear because they cleared up some issue of their grandmother. I mean, it's just amazing how we're wired as human beings and how all that works. And everybody is unique. And with directed breath, you can go to drvalerie.com, drvalerie.com, and read up on the paper that I wrote a number of years back. I'm about to update it because I have even more information on how to clear our electromagnetic our chemical, biochemical fields. It's wonderful stuff, okay? Alkaline restructured water is with Brooke Peterson. I have a Kangen water machine. I use also oxygenated water, all kinds of things. And these, when you have enough oxygen in your body, a lot of really good things happen, and the oxygen content of the planet has actually decreased from about 35% down to 11 to 12 in the city. So a lot of things happen that wouldn't happen if you had enough oxygen. So there's ways for you to get that. So you're listening to Waking Up in America. I'm here today with Randy Shannon, Louis Constantine, and the amazing Mr. Kelby Smith. So I did tease him, didn't I, Kelby, when I said you saved my life. And before we give them the answer to that little situation there, Louis had a couple of things he wanted to share with us.
Sure. Thanks, Val. A couple things. One is, since you mentioned Kayani, last night I did get some samples of the new sunrise. And it's a modified, but in a good way, product. It tastes a little bit greener, which gives you a hint of what some of the changes are. Basically, it has been markedly improved. I mean, we have a super fantastic beverage that has...
I didn't know you could improve fantastic, but I guess
well,
so.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't think so either. But apparently you can, because Kayani did. And the product, which is already amazing, is, wow, it's just, it's not tweaked. It is significantly improved. And so that's all I'm going to say. Look forward to it. It's going to be, you know, it's what can I say? I'm extremely happy with the changes that they made, and it still tastes great. So there you go. But what I wanted to do is just very, very briefly take a few minutes to talk about GMO, because we mention GMO frequently on the show here. And when I talk to people about GMO, I often find out that some very, very intelligent people don't know anything about GMO. They don't even know what it is. So I thought we'd take a step back, and that's simply that when you modify the DNA of a plant, let's say a food crop, you can modify it by taking the gene from another species. Typically, it's a bacterium, but believe it or not, some companies are taking human genes and inserting them into plants as well with specific enzymes.
What's the purpose of that?
Well, I think...
I mean...
The purpose of any GMO... theoretically, or the stated purpose, is to create some enhanced disease resistance. For example, resistance to an herbicide or a pesticide that's sprayed on the crop, the consequence of which is the farmer will use even larger amounts of the pesticide or herbicide, which actually only results in natural selection, new, hardier organisms being produced, meaning that a new GMO product or a new chemical is going to have to be developed to address that. When you're using a human gene in a plant, let's say rice, the idea is let's see if we can make this crop develop new proteins that might then be used in some way in the creation of a new pharmaceutical.
Oh, lovely.
But the bottom line is that there is a whole host of information demonstrating what you and what Randy alluded to, significant harmful effects. One of the most bothersome things is that some of the GMO corn that's been fed to mice results in complete infertility in the mice after three generations.
Well, that's the way it's been designed, Lewis.
Right. So who knows what's really going on behind the scenes?
Dan Brown does, if you've read his book.
If you talk to a farmer, they feed this GMO food to their livestock, pigs and cows, et cetera. And I had these conversations with farmers and said, you know, what do you think about feeding that? And the problem with it is so many farmers are asleep to it because they say, well, you know, my animals are slaughtered within the first year or year and a half at the most. So they don't see the infertility because there's just a constant go-around with their livestock.
Well, we don't really know how this is going to impact human fertility long term. So this, you know, if you look at this from a sinister perspective, you can say this is a way to really reduce the population. But that is a potential outcome. But there are other things that have happened in terms of significant increase in allergy responses when soy, genetically modified soy, was introduced into England. The amount of allergy related to soy increased by about 50%. There are a whole host of other issues that are manifesting. And what I wanted to do is simply say that there isn't anything that I can tell you that you can't pick up on your own. There are a couple of websites, a couple of organizations that I think are doing a really, really phenomenal job trying to educate the public. One of those is the Center for Food Safety, and the other is the Institute for Responsible Technology, and it's simply responsibletechnology.org. There's an amazing amount of information. There are shopping guides that you can download. There's even an iPhone app that you can use to help you pick things out. So a few months ago, Mike was commenting on the fact that it's very, very difficult to know about GMO, but in fact it's not. And these resources are huge, and they really take the mystery away. So if you want to know what you're doing when you go shopping, go to those two sites and get all the information that you possibly can. Finally, there's one other thing I will just make people aware of. There's an organization, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, which has been significantly targeting the issue of GMO as well and encouraging physicians to speak to their patients about GMO, avoiding GMO. The problem is that physicians as a group really aren't attuned. They're not any more aware than the public at large, than the farmers that you're talking about the hazards of GMO, so there's a huge educational process that has to take place there. But one of the things that I don't normally think about is if, because I'm in cardiology and I don't see a lot of the other things that primary care physicians see, is that some of the things that they're seeing may very, very well be GMO food related. And so it's getting this concept out there. Consider this possibility when you see someone with new allergy, with new gastrointestinal disturbances and so forth. So the only thing I want to say is the information is out there. It's easily accessible. Remember, Center for Food Safety, an Institute for Responsible Technology. I encourage everyone to go there. Great place to learn about this.
Yeah, I'm going to invite you, listeners with big bellies, to know that the big bellies may be well caused by GMOs as well as other things. People are
Absolutely.
Always accused of overeating and this and that and the other things. Our bodies are not designed to digest this food. It's like the microwaves when they first came out. They don't do it anymore, but they used to actually say, you know, you need to be 50 feet away from this thing. And there's nothing, as far as I know, changed. I always said that if you wanted to get the Russians, by the way, they don't like the GMOs and don't use them, and neither does most of the European Union, all you have to do is send microwaves to the world and you can kill off whoever you want to over time. And I haven't had a microwave in my house for like 5 or 6 years now. So just keep educating yourself and enjoying the intelligence of what's going on. And what's definitely going on in this country is the banks are being revealed. And Well, I made two promises. I was going to tell you how Kelby saved my life, but I was also going to put the two of you together because, Randy, I was telling Kelby about your medallion signatures. So mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty interesting. So Kelby and I were actually at a meeting of the Republic. San Luis Obispo, wasn't it, Kelby?
Yeah.
Something like that. And we were celebrating some... It's a real turn-on to be in charge of your own self and your country and things of that nature. I mean, I have to... They can legislate us and threaten us with jail and all the good stuff that they've done. But the reality of the situation is we did start re-inhabiting the Republic, and nobody's really stopped, even though I personally got a threat about it. I just shifted over to radio, and I've been really well-trained in radio over this period of time to put out information and let people make their own decisions. So I'm not being accused of inciting people to riot, which was considered at one point, okay, when the FBI came to visit. They wanted to make sure I wasn't. And since they saw that I liked Dennis Kucinich because I had his sign up in the garage, Strength Through Peace, we ended up enjoying each other. And frankly, the FBI has never been anything but kind to me. I was cleared for top secret at 21 years old. I worked at Douglas Aircraft. So I've had a very interesting background, and I've walked the line of the secrets and the insiders. And Randy Shannon... you got to know, I was sitting at a table celebrating with Kelby about one of the things that we had been working on at this meeting, mm-hmm. and I started choking on a steak. And it was scary. I was turning kind
it's
of...
never pretty, I can tell you.
Yeah, and he came right over, and I've told him ever since he popped that steak out that, you know, I'm now his, so... You know, the Chinese idea that once you save somebody's life, you get to take care of them.
Dr. Val, I get my story rendition is so much different.
Yeah, what's yours?
Well, everybody was sitting there staring at you, choking, and nobody was doing anything. And I had to throw Merlin out of the way to get to you, and he was sitting right next to you. And I'm like, dude, move. And, you know, we got up close and personal, Dr. Val. We were in a precarious position for about 30 seconds there.
Yeah, we were.
And I had to take my frustration out on your back, and finally I whacked you hard, and you just... Steak lands in the middle of the table.
Oh, no. I said it's never pretty.
Randy, the funny thing is we all sat back down, and the only person that finished their steak was Dr. Val.
That's how it always is.
I am Leo the Lion, and you do not deprive me of my steak.
And if tell them what happened after you left the restaurant.
Oh, after I left the restaurant. Oh, this is, I honest to God, this was a day. After I left the restaurant, I decided to go and visit the grave of my poor deceased mom in Cambria. So I was taking the, I think it's 166 or something like that, from San Luis Obispo to Cambria, and I'm driving my Jeep. I'm doing about 60, and the next thing I know, there's this huge thud, and I don't even know what it is. And I pull over my car to stop, and I have hit a deer, and it is so dead, it is so dead.
Oh,
and
no.
My headlight is hanging down, and my bumper is loose, and I'm substantial away from home, and a sweet couple comes by, drives me over to Lowe's. We buy some good old tape, and we tape my headlight back in place, and it goes back. I go back home swinging, never making it to Mom. That was one day. You know, great victory and comradeship and all of that kind of stuff. And then a near-death experience for me and a definite death experience for a deer, which was very disturbing to me because I loved the little darlings. But I try to look at things as, I just try to look at things as part of life. It's something that occurred, and I took a picture of it, and I used to look at the picture of it, and finally I got over it, because that little deer, for whatever reason, decided to go out and stand out in the middle of the street, and there was plenty of room for that little deer to miss me, and I truthfully never saw the little darling coming, but that was that particular day in my life, so.
They're so sweet.
Oh, God, I just love them intensely. Anyway, I have an a desire for you to tell me about these medallion signatures, because I think you're doing some breakthrough work too.
We have had a few conversations about it, and he gets it. Some of those cases we're still in the works of. One of the things that I wanted to kind of explain to the listeners, which brings in what Kelby's been telling us, is he's talked about that HJR 192. And, you know, basically what that did in 1933 is it suspended the gold standard, and it took our government as we knew it and put it in name only. And when we went into that bankruptcy, the receivers were then the international bankers, the IMF fund, the World Bank, and that is when the United States of America, united being an adjective word, being a lowercase u, that put us in what they call a de facto status, meaning it's name only. And that's when a Republican form of government was dissolved, and the new form of government, the United States, which is the uppercase U, and I know people would think that's such strange, but there's an adjective, and there's not an adjective. And that's when we were known then as a democracy. And if you turn on any of the mainstream news, CNN, which is at an all-time 20-year low, by the way, ABC, CBS, etc., they all call us a democracy, which drives me crazy.
Right,
because
really,
we are a Republican form of government. However, that HJR 192 that Kelby keeps talking about changed that. And so here there's people like Kelby and myself that are trying to fight that in the courts, and him with his advocates and myself with 42 Action. And it's like knocking your head up against the wall most days.
Well,
so there are some tricks, and Kelby's figured one out. International promissory notes are a way to use their monopoly system, their fake system, I guess is the best way to explain it so people can understand, to use it against them. It's what they're using, so we can use it too.
Yeah, one of the things I wanted to comment on here, not only did that act in change the way the country was seen, it also put more money into their pockets. I don't know if you're aware of it or not. Prior to that act, gold was at $20 an ounce. After they confiscated all the gold, they then reevaluated it to $30 an ounce. So,
Most people don't understand this. That's why when I ran for Senate of the de facto and figured all this out and then ended my campaign, people like Chris Matthews made fun like she's crazy. But all he has to do is go look this up. Go look up HJR 192, the 73rd Congress, June 5th, 1933. Just go look it up. It's all there right in black and white. People can read it.
So, Randy, do you know Marianne Williamson is running for, I believe, the House of Representatives?
I don't know her name.
Marianne Williamson. I try not to know
any of the new ones.
Oh, well, actually you do. Marianne Williamson, for many years, was the teacher of A Course in Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be fun. Okay, so I know a lot of women are going to get behind Marianne Williamson. She's also a best-selling author. If you Google her, you'll be blown away at the stuff she's put together. And when I did A Course in Miracles for a number of years, honest to God, if I wasn't getting a miracle a day or two, I knew that I was out of context, okay? And mm-hmm. I actually used to teach the groups and things of that nature, and it's a spiritual realm. So the idea of Mary, and she's a real little dynamo, too, on top of it. You love her. She, used to wear shoes with angel wings on them and stuff like that, and she talks a mile a minute, and she's got a heart the size of a football field, and she's adorable. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with her, because she doesn't fit into any kind of the definitions that they have for politicians. So what I hope our audience is getting from us today, guys, is the fact that there is tremendous possibility in 2014. And we're here to keep you posted on that, to keep the dialogues going. And we've got a few minutes left in the show. Kelby, is there anything that you want us to know before we sign off today?
Yeah, just to touch on kind of what Randy was talking about, I'll take 30 seconds. The original Declaration of Independence, which is what our country was founded on, used that word united as a lowercase u. So when you look at how our country was founded, the initial operating documents, you read the word united, it's lowercase because it's an adjective describing the states, which is now a noun. So sometime in the early 1800s, they started alluding to the fact that it was, in fact, a corporation in the court system through different cases. And in 1861, officially, we went into martial law as a Civil War action in 1871.
We never came out, did we? Aren't we still in martial law?
No. Well, technically correct. But it's a huge conspiracy, and it's backed up by lawful facts all throughout our history. You just got to go read the congressional records. So it's wide open.
Okay, and how do people get a hold of you again?
Well, first of all, if anybody's interested in the Chapter 11 program, simply go to hisadvocates, and that's hisadvocates.org, and click on support in the top right, and click on create topic, and just write Chapter 11 program and let you express some interest, and that's it, and we'll get back to you.
And Lewis, I think that answers the question that we were talking about. Lewis and I had tea together about a week or so ago, and we were discussing different opportunities here. What I don't really know if I told you this, Kelby, I might have. Kelby did a process for me a couple of years ago with IndyMac Bank, and IndyMac Bank, due to a series of letters, also, Kelby, I've gotten really good at the subtle but threatening cover letter. I don't know. We didn't recommend cover letters, but I just loved messing with them, okay? So I did the four-step program. I did the four-step program, and then I put a cover letter going in. You know, I don't understand why you guys aren't letting me have a copy of this note, because if you did, I'd be happy to pay you, as you can clearly see from this other note that I put in. And by the way, I happen to be taking a look at fiduciary audits right now, and that was in one of them. And then on another one I put, you know, I just recently heard about medallion signatures, and I'm wondering if that will affect the process we're in at all. And here, by the way, is letter number two. And so each time I would put this little thing in there. Guess what? They sold me. They sold me. Mm. My $1.5 million loan I only owe $499,000 on now.
Wow. Well, it just shows discharge works.
Yes, not only does it show that discharge works, it also shows that if you have intelligent things that you put on, you become too hot to handle. So we want you all to become too hot to handle. I want you to become too hot to handle when it comes to E15 gasoline. Get this stuff out of the pumps and stop trying to destroy the car. I want you to be too hot to handle when it comes to your groceries. What do you mean you don't have to label the GMOs and you get to call them?
Hey, I've got a good website called foodrevolution.org, Food Revolution. They have 10 apps you can download to your phone as you're grocery shopping to make sure that your food is GMO-free or as close as you can. Because the alternative is, there was one doctor who spent over 2 hours on the phone trying to get his patient approved for surgery and finally hung up in frustration. So eating GMO food is going to move you to the surgeries, which you don't want. So you might as well download the apps now and shop GMO free.
Well, that's rather a strong incentive. I heard your chuckle, Lewis. Any comments?
No, I think that's absolutely right. The bottom line is the full impact of this GMO stuff is on the human population is unclear, but it's happening. You know, we're the guys who sided with the tobacco companies going back 50 years, right? Tobacco is good for you. It certainly won't hurt you. Asbestos isn't bad. Ultimately, you know, the reality manifests, and that's what's going to happen with GMO if we don't do something about it.
Well, it's already manifesting.
It is, but the full impact is it's going to be an explosive thing if it's not addressed.
Okay, well, since 1996, I have known that GMOs cause sterility. They were fed to cattle, and this is a well-known survey in the 1990s, and those cattle were all done. They were no longer fertile by the third generation.
That's
this
right.
Program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media. Our radio partners, ConingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams Memoriam, and DrValerie.com, and Doctor is all spelled out. We thank our producers and sponsors. Ron Hayes, you rock. What a wonderful research editor you are. And a big thank you to our team at Voice America, Jeff Spinard, Nathan Chet, Brad Comer, Ryan Treasure, Randy Jackman, DeMont, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitality, Monica Raines, and Ron Simon. To John Young at Totally Gospel, a big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years. Honest to God, a big thanks to you. Hey, Bent Migan, thank you so much for our music, Almost Ordinary People. John Thomas, you're our webmaster, and you are so hot and so great. If you want a copy of Almost Ordinary People, it's available to you as an MP3. Send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com. And remember, Sidious Altius Fortius, do a mitzvah today. Give someone a boost. And hey, guys, just let's keep getting smarter, okay?
You're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through. Now your heart is...
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.